The opinions expressed in this podcast are individual and are not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. Thank you for listening.
Do gamers even like to game?
I know I don't. I'm Stevie.
And I'm Victoria.
And this is Gaming Sucks, the podcast where we talk about, well, how gaming sucks.
But not always. Sometimes it isn't too bad.
Okay, well, I would really like to see where it isn't too bad. So far, haven't seen anything. So, Halloween is upon us.
Yup.
What is your favorite scary game or horror game?
Oh my god, I feel like in general, horror is by far my favorite genre when it comes to not only like games, but also films as well. I feel like something you'll realize about me is that I love multiplayer games. So if I had to say my favorite horror game, Phasmophobia.
Take. That's a take.
I know, right?
So, okay. I tried Phasmophobia.
Yeah.
I was not a fan. Because it's a little too scary for me.
Mm-hmm.
See, I like Five Nights at Freddy's, but I like watching people play it. I can't handle, like, the
really?
First few games. So, Security Breach, it didn't suck, but it was not scary.
Uh-huh.
I played that fine. I handled that like a champ, frankly. But I cannot play, like, the original Five Nights at Freddy's. Like, I feel my, like, chest palpitations.
Seriously?
Yeah, what? I do.
Like, I feel like my experience is kind of different from that. Like, I played the first few games. I feel like once it got into like Five Nights at Freddy's 3 and 4, that's when I kind of was like over it because it got way more difficult to play.
That's fair. That's
yeah, but I love it. I like okay. the thrill.
So this is going to make me sound like a fake FNAF fan, but which is the game with like, is it FNAF 3 with William Afton? I mean, Springtrap?
Yeah, Springtrap.
Whoops, spoilers for like the two people in the world who haven't seen any Five Nights at Freddy's content.
I didn't like the... Oh, like, what was the premise of Five Nights at Freddy's 3 was, like, it's a recreation of the pizzeria. I don't know if I love it. Just something about it, I guess.
Okay, yeah, I remember that now.
I feel like Five Nights at Freddy's 4, although it doesn't take place in, like, the restaurant or whatever, it has it's better, and it still has the aesthetic, the colors, kind of like the childhood charm.
Childhood trauma. Valorant.
Yes, Valorant. So,
okay. Picture this. It's 3 a.m.
Yeah.
It's a school night.
Yeah.
It's a school night. You're in high school for this exercise.
Mm-hmm.
And it's 3 a.m. and you're clutching. Your teammates are dead silent because you're in Iron 1. Well, I don't know if you're an Iron 1, but I think I'm way below that.
No, I'm like wood rank. Don't worry about it.
Okay, at least you're wood. I'm more like plastic bag.
You're plastic bag.
But so imagine you're in plastic bag one, your teammates are silent.
Yeah.
And it's just like you in the ambiance of the game.
Mm-hmm.
And like your voice lines and you're like 10 minutes remaining. Is that League of Legends?
Yeah, I think you're in the, you're the wrong game.
Yeah, I'm in the wrong game.
I don't think it was like 10 minutes remaining, like 30 seconds.
But yeah, that's what I'm thinking of. Okay.
Yeah.
I promise I don't play League of Legends.
I'm good.
I'm recovered. But... So it 30 seconds remaining, you're trying to clutch the round, and then out of nowhere, like, the enemy comes at you, starts shooting, like, you hear their ult, and you just, like, stand up in your chair screaming as you die and, like, fail, and your entire team is like, GG, easy, they clapped us, and then, like, a 14-year-old starts speaking on the mic.
I feel like for me... Like, I usually do pretty well with, like, horror and jump scares. Like, in Five Nights at Freddy's, like, I don't freak out when I get jump scared. Mm-hmm. But that Valorant's, like, the only game where I actually, like, shriek whenever I get...
You don't expect it. That's the thing.
I feel like it's not that you don't expect it. Yes, but I don't know.
It's a different type of horror, I think. It's, like...
It's, like, the shock. I feel like if you get scared by jump scares, it's not that it's scary. It's more that, oh, my God, this just surprised me.
I mean, yeah, like that, all things considered, I don't know if we should count jump scares as horror or if it's more shock value.
It's definitely shock value, but I feel like it's a genre of horror video games.
Mm, that's fair.
If that makes sense.
It definitely has been, but like at some point, at least in like the current jump scare pandemic, I'll call it, in horror games or like mascot horror, I feel... I genuinely think it's just not scary anymore because every indie game, you're like, okay, here comes the jump scare, here comes the animatronic named like Frederick like Faz Token, and you're like, oh, I wonder what this is based off on.
Yeah, no, I actually totally agree with that notion. I feel like jump scares, I like to call it, it's like cheap horror.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, it is.
It's,
oh my God.
It's just, you get the shock value. It's that immediate adrenaline.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not gonna lie, I like jump scares. I love cheap jump scares because it just gives me that immediate thrill of being afraid. But I feel like in the long term, in terms of like the actual lasting impact of the game, it's not as deep.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Abso-freaking-lutely. Oh my God. It, okay, like, the thing is, Five Nights at Freddy's, like the first few games, were like innovations.
Mm-hmm.
It was this brand new thing that now everyone is stealing and making like their horrible fan games. Like,
these Playtime, whatever it's called.
If they want to sponsor us. I'm just kidding. You know, no specific games come to mind, but like those ones that violate several copyright laws and they're like using Disney's logo and they're like, Mickey Mouse jump scares you in a pizzeria. And you're like, oh, well, okay.
I wonder where that came from. Yeah.
Do Disney lawyers know about this?
I'm trying to think. There's a game that I actually really enjoy. I haven't played it myself, but I really enjoy gameplays of it. It's called Dark Deception.
Okay.
Have you heard of it?
I think so, but I haven't.
It was like pretty popular, like I think 4 or 5 years ago. It's been a while. It was like, I think, an indie game.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those, like, I don't even know how to describe it. It had jump scares. There's different levels, and each level had like a different theme, a different creature to it. So like the first
like back rooms.
That's like kind of backrooms, but it's based on like each levels of hell.
Oh, that's cool.
It's cool. I really enjoyed it. The narrative was really interesting because you played as this guy who like died in a car crash, I think. And as you go through each level, you uncover his backstory through each of the different sins that like the creatures represent.
Sick, actually.
It's so good because you're like, the objective of the game is like each floor is almost like a maze and you're trying to collect these like purple crystals, and while you're doing that, these monsters are chasing you, and as you progress through each floor, you gain like new abilities. It's such like a cookie cutter type of like game, but I enjoyed it so much.
That does sound really cool. And I think the like cookie cutter, even if your game has been done a million times before, if the story is unique, you're gonna enjoy it.
Exactly. I feel like that it's one of those games where it has a really good narrative. It has, like, of course, like, creepy visuals, but I feel like, again, I'm, like, an adrenaline junkie, so I enjoy, like, watching people being chased around, so I was a psychotic, but...
So, Dead by Daylight, you play killer?
I like being survivor.
Oh, okay.
I don't like being killer.
Interesting. That's funny. That's a take.
I like being chased around.
I also like Dead by Daylight. I got really into playing survivor, and then I was like, you know what'd be cool if I did the killing
in game.
I love Michael Myers. He's my favorite, but he sucks. Like, as meta wise, to talk about the meta, he's not very, or maybe it's just that I'm not good. I will put that out there.
Yeah,
I suck at Dead by Daylight, and so I think it's either me being shitty or Michael Myers being shitty, and I would like to pin it on Michael.
Oh, I haven't played in a hot
minute. Yeah, me neither. I only play Hitman World of Assassination.
Here it goes.
Okay, this is the exact story I say that every single time, and I'm going to tell it again. You're going to have to listen to it for the fifth time.
Okay, let's hear it. The audience needs to hear it.
I have too many hours on Hitman.
Yep.
As soon as I started playing, I couldn't put it down.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing. For all my Hitman fans out there, like the three of us, I started with Hitman Absolution, and I liked it. I'm sorry, I liked it. That's a hot take, apparently, but I liked it.
I don't know anything about Hitman, but preach. Let's go.
No one likes Hitman Absolution, except me, apparently. But then I played Hitman World of Assassination, and I was like, okay, now I understand why people hate Absolution. And then I couldn't put Hitman 3 down, so every time I would try and open another game, Hitman would just open up. And so it's not a horror game, but you know what's horrific? When you're playing, like, freelancer mode or hardcore mode, and you're, like, on the final stages of your contract.
I feel like there's so many games that don't count as horror, but they're still scary, though.
Yes.
I mean, like, you can say, like, the concepts. I'm not super familiar with Hitman, but I assume the concepts of the game is still pretty, like...
It's not
definitely not PG.
It's not PG, not child-friendly, and definitely not a horror game. But
a thriller.
It's what you want it to be, because there are so many different ways to play things.
Yeah.
But like, while you were talking about that game, like the Circles of Hell, I thought of a game I played when I was 14.
Oh.
And that's starting off strong, because you definitely should not have played this when you were 14. It's called D4 Dark Dreams Don't Die. It's by Access Games and like renowned weird, and I say this lovingly, weird developer Sweary. I don't know how to pronounce his name.
Mm-hmm.
There's this scene in the game where like it was largely a story game.
Yeah.
And there's this scene of where there's a doctor wearing a white mask and a white coat. Mm-hmm. And he like leans over with his like eyes bulging out of his head. Mm-hmm. And he's like has a knife, and it's not that he wants to harm the player, but it's just, it's so ingrained in my memory. Like, I think that gave me childhood trauma, actually.
Oh my God.
That's a conversation for another day. But then he like slowly starts zombie walking to you and you have to fight him. And that is so ingrained into my memory.
Yeah.
And I had to bring that up. When we're talking about horror games, I have to bring that up.
Oh my gosh. Like, as you're talking about that, I'm just thinking about like Japanese horror games. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like Asian horror is like on a different level, because I feel like they draw on a lot of themes of from their culture. And I feel like there's a lot of, how do I say this? A lot of interesting like Japanese legends that they, oh my God, Corpse Party. Sorry, I just saw the image. I love Corpse Party so freaking much. Did you ever like play? I didn't play. Okay. I watched a lot of gameplays of it.
For reference, for people who are listening and not in the room with us, I just Googled Corpse Party because I watched a video from FAF9. I just watched this video. I didn't play it. And to your point, like, it is also a Japanese game, if I'm not.
Yeah, it is. So good.
They are on another level.
Yeah, it's so, oh my God, I can go in a deep dive about Corpse Party. I don't know. The fandom got weird. The games got a little bit weird, but I think the premise of it is pretty freaking cool. It's like a bunch of students, they're like in school at night, they perform a ritual, and then it sends them into an alternate evil version of their school.
The YouTube video.
Yeah. And then they had an anime too, which is not the greatest. It was just a bunch of shock value.
I think it's time to talk about the title of this podcast, Why Horror Games Suck. As someone who spent a lot of time in, like, fandom culture, mm-hmm. I can say that almost all fandoms suck. Like, there's always a big part of fandoms that's so loud that sucks. They're like, I don't know, FNAF especially has some very interesting people.
Oh my gosh. I remember when, like, I was super into FNAF, but I was, like,
past tense?
Super into it, but that was when I was like in grade 5. Mm-hmm. Like what, 2016 or something? How many years ago is that? Oh, that was when like the game was like what, FNAF 2? I don't even think FNAF 3 came out yet.
How many years ago was 2016? Wait, it feels like yesterday.
I know, right? It's been a hot minute since it's been 2016.
It's been a while.
Exactly. That I totally understand what you mean by the fandom's weird, because I feel like I've, you know, dark past, been through than that.
Past, yes. I will share. I will just say this and then we move on.
Okay.
I was an Undertale fan and I was in Undertale fan.
Okay.
Moving on.
Moving on. Next topic, guys.
Next topic. Yeah.
Enough. That was enough.
Thank you for joining us at Gaming Sucks. No, so it's just like fandom and fan games are kind of insane, because it's like, we talked about this, the ones that like straight up plagiarize like the game they take from, and then like the Disney ones. Guys. Do we know how brutal Disney lawyers are?
Disney, like, corporation as a whole.
I would be so worried to infringe on their copyright, and we're out here making like Five Nights at Freddy's horror games. And I get it. Sometimes they do like follow copyright law. Good for them.
Mm-hmm.
I would be scared.
Unrelated, but I would love to see a Disney horror game.
I really would. I honestly,
like a legit Disney.
They have
horror
so much potential. Mm-hmm. But it would ruin their brand.
Yeah. Exactly.
But I fully support that if they sponsor us.
We love that.
I do get it for branding purposes.
Yeah.
But also, it would be so fun. Like, Bendy and the Ink Machine. That one, that's the one, it came out like years ago. I don't know.
I'm not familiar with
it. Okay, Google it. But like, I don't know, Bendy and the Ink Machine, I really liked it. I couldn't play it through. I was scared. I watched a lot of MatPat videos on it.
Oh, this. I've seen the character.
So it's not quite Disney, but it's like a little reminiscent. Like, it's an animation studio. And it's like they have the main characters, then the like goofy kind of character. please don't sue us, Disney. But yeah, they had a lot. I don't, like...
Yeah, it kind of looks like Oswald.
Yes, yeah. I think that was the conclusion. It was more centered around that than, like, Mickey Mouse. But, like, just as the vague similarities between them, I think it'd be so fun. Mm-hmm. But also, please no one make a fan game out of that. You're gonna ruin it. I'm so sorry. Like, there are some very talented indie game devs out there.
Yeah.
I don't think a lot of them are in the FNAF fandom. I'm so sorry.
I feel like that's a fair statement.
Oh my god. And, like, just with how oversaturated, like, horror games have become.
I agree with that statement.
All the jump scares. At some point, is it not enough? Is it not too much? Like, have we not had enough? Just jump scares everywhere? Like, at some point... So, I love Five Nights at Freddy's, and I enjoyed Security Breach. Like, I had a good time, but at some point, it was so broken. Like, the jump scares weren't fun anymore.
Yeah, I didn't play Security Breach. Like, I played the good, original good. Ones. So, I feel like that's when I stopped after, like, FNAF 4. I was kind of growing out of that phase.
I get that.
I feel like... I don't know. I'm very into, like, multiplayer games now. Mm-hmm. So that's why I really enjoy Phasmophobia and Dead by Daylight. But I think...
Phasmophobia is too much for me. Like, it's really good. It's a great game. I enjoy it. Too scary.
I think that's totally fair. Phasmophobia is one of the games that kind of got to me, especially... Well, at least when I first started playing. Mm-hmm. And I think what a really good strength that it has is its interactiveness.
That's
right.
Yes.
Where you could talk into the mic,
and like the tarot cards were so cool.
Oh my god, that's like new Phasmophobia. Yeah, really? I think so, because when I started playing, that was not a thing yet. But I remember one of the first games I played of Phasmophobia, it was one of the OG maps, like Bellwood House. I don't remember what it was called. One of the small houses, and I was given the spirit box where you can communicate with the spirits. And then I was getting really fed up with the game because I wanted to, like, be scared. So then I started yelling into the mic. And I was like, come and get me, right? Like, I'm not scared of you. Where are you? And then immediately afterwards, the lights went down. And the spirit box said, behind you. And I kid you not, I screamed at, like, the top of my lungs in, like, the middle of the night.
Oh, my God.
And then my friend was like, it's hunting, go hide.
See, that's why I can't play it. My parents would kill me, like, 3 a.m. screaming.
I was going to piss my pants right there.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. No, it's so good, though. I love the interactiveness. I guess for me, I also really enjoy, like, mystery and thriller as well.
Okay, I have a hot take.
Hot take. Okay, go.
Games don't have to be for everyone. Like,
what I mean?
I mean by that is, like, some games are going to be too hard or too much for some people, and that's okay. Uh-huh. And some games, like, I know the whole thing of, like, oh, games have an audience, blah, 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 but I sincerely mean it. Like, sometimes games will stick to their target audience.
Actually, you know what? Yeah, you're right.
For example, in Dead by Daylight, I keep coming back. Stockholm Syndrome. But in Dead by Daylight, like, there's this huge community of people who whine a lot. For lack of a better descriptor.
Okay.
And, like, there's always been the debate of, like, killer versus survivor, yada, yada, yada. And I totally get that. But there's also, like, this some people who are focused on the wrong things. There's, like, a lot of debate about cosmetics. And I get that people are passionate about their favorite characters. But if you can't understand why a studio would give more cosmetics to a popular character, I fear maybe don't try out game development. Not all games are for everyone. People, like... What was it? I think it was Dark Souls, or what's the game that doesn't have a difficulty level?
Oh.
Dark Souls.
That's such a generalization.
My bad.
No, you're
like,
good.
It's one of those games, Dark Souls, Elden Ring. I don't remember. I don't play them because, again, they have a difficulty level that's too hard for me. And I think one of them didn't have... No, maybe not Elden Ring. I don't remember. But one of them didn't have, like, a pause menu, and people were so pissed about that.
Interesting.
And, like, I get
a choice.
I do understand. Like, if you're, like, 16, you live at home, you're gaming during school hours, you're, like, supposed to be sick. I get that, right?
Yeah.
You want a pause button so you can hide and pretend you're doing homework. Or, you know, if you have, like, you're just gaming and you need to pee, it'd be great to pause your game.
Yeah.
I get that. But also... games don't have to be for everyone.
Yeah.
Like, there's clearly an audience for that. People who, like, 100% hardcore mode every game they play, right?
I agree. And I feel like to add on to that notion, it's kind of a creative choice, and I think it adds on to the narrative of the game as well.
Absolutely.
I feel like that's, like, gaming in general, like video games, is definitely an art form. It's a way to tell a story, to narrate something. And I think not having a pause option or, like, stopping the game option is definitely an artistic choice.
Have you ever played Roblox horror games? Because
I played Murder Mystery and Hide and Seek.
Okay, those are horror games.
In, like, 2016.
Okay. So I play a lot of these, like, very, very bad story games.
Stevie's admitting she still plays Roblox.
Listen. My friends have, like, potato microwave computers. Okay. So we only have so many options, okay? They can't... One of my friends, poor guy, when he, like, goes to campus, he goes to McMaster. And when he lives in... No, he doesn't live in dorms anymore, but when he did, he couldn't even play Roblox.
That's like, brilliant.
It wouldn't load for him. Did we really talk about psychological horror? We talked about Valorant.
Valorant's psychological horror game.
Honestly, okay. Because if you're playing these mind games with, like, your enemy and you're, like, last stand, and they say 30 seconds remaining, and you're, like, psychological horror.
Yeah.
I feel like that qualifies.
I feel like, let me try and think. Like, I feel like for psychological horror,
League of Legends.
It's not, I feel like psychological horror really depends, like, it relies on a very strong narrative. Because it's supposed to get into your head. In a sense.
Yeah, absolutely.
It really makes you think. I can't think of a really good psychological horror game out of the top of my head.
Interesting. Like, I know I played something.
Oh.
Like, Silent Hill is a classic.
Oh my God, can I talk about Silent Hill really quickly?
Absolutely.
First of all, I love the game, but have you heard of Silent Hill F?
No.
Look it up right now.
Okay, wait.
Because this is kind of going back to, like, the Asian horror, and... It takes place in, like, Japan in, like, the 1960s.
Okay.
There's only the trailer out right now. I think it's still in production right now. It is by far, I'm actually, like, putting my hands down for this. It is the most beautiful game trailer I've ever seen.
Oh my God, that's gorgeous.
It's gorgeous. God. It's so eerie. Like, obviously, the graphics are stellar.
Wow.
Like, I have no idea what's going on. It's grotesque. Oh my god, because I have, like, trypophobia, I can't watch it. Guys, warning, if you have trypophobia, don't watch the end of the trailer, but it's so beautiful because there's no monsters, not necessarily really any monsters in the trailer, but it still tells this very creepy narrative, and there's just so much symbolism in the story as well, because in the end, the girl, she's like, well, I guess spoiler alert for the trailer, she's, like, riding on this boat in this kind of like a lake.
Okay.
I think, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think in Buddhist culture, I'm not sure, in Japanese culture, I think when people die, they kind of ride this boat. Please correct me if I'm wrong, people. This is probably a very ignorant statement.
Oh my gosh, I'm thinking of Hades and, like, Greek mythology with, like, Chiron.
Oh, yeah, like that kind of, like, the Grim Reaper thing that
takes you across the River Styx.
Literally the same concept.
Well,
the same concept. It's so beautiful. I cannot wait for when the game comes out.
That is gorgeous.
Okay. Horror can be beautiful, guys.
Yes. The last topic I'll quickly go on about is, like, when the monster isn't there, I feel like that can be scarier.
Absolutely. That's psychological horror for you because...
That's peak psychological
horror. You don't know what's coming.
In Roblox games. So it was just these Roblox games that... I don't even... They would have, like... There was the... I think it was the Roblox Backrooms game, actually, which is very...
What heck?
No, listen. Just hear me out. It was actually very...
Okay.
And so I played multiple of them. And the ones with monsters just weren't as scary. Like, yes, they give you the adrenaline rush, but there's nothing like that feeling of, like, something's coming for you, but you never see it.
That's so fair. I love
There's, like, the horror of just being alone, right?
Oh, yes.
Oh, my gosh. Just being alone, you don't know what's out there. It's, like... I mean, loneliness is, like, a peak human fear in general, so I think realizing off of that is great for horror games. But I think that's all from us today. We've been your sort of pessimistic hosts.
And this has been Gaming Sucks.
Thanks for playing.